Hello and welcome. My name is Kyle, and this is How You Level Up, a podcast that decodes language to help you become your best self. Does anyone deserve anything? It's a question that almost sounds offensive when you first hear it. Of course, people deserve things. I deserve respect. I deserve success after all this work. I deserve better than what I've got. The word deserve is usually followed by disappointment. There's a fun mental model you may have heard about, or at least have observed someone who embodies the model. That model is, woe is me. This frame of mind is recursive thoughts of what you deserve or what the world should have provided to you. Another name for it is poor me, or it's the world against Kyle. Replace my name with Colleen, Derek, Layla, Davi, it's the same thing. And it is a trap. When you start cataloging what you deserve, you're playing a losing game. You're comparing your reality to some imagined version where the universe is paying attention to your effort, your intention, your suffering, your desires, where there's some cosmic ledger balancing debts and credits. I have a newsflash for anyone not living in objective reality. There is no ledger. No one deserves anything. If you want something in life, there is no one who will care if you don't get it as much as you. And only you can actually go and get it, meaning work for it. If you don't, if you're given what you want, you won't appreciate it, you won't enjoy it. It's empty, hollow. The terms born with a silver spoon in their mouth, trust fund baby, they're living in a bubble, all speak to the hollowness of a person's potential appreciation for what they have. These terms are judgmental in nature, meaning that they place judgment on the person who has a thing, implying that they don't deserve what they have. And yet, they have what they have, so get over it. I know that sounds harsh, maybe even a little bit cruel, so take a deep breath and stick with me. Think about the things that you've actually earned in life, not the things that fell into your lap. The things you fought for, the skill you developed through repetition, the relationship you salvaged through a difficult conversation, or maybe a goal you hit after months of unglamorous work. There's a weight to those things, right? A substance. You don't question whether you appreciate them because the appreciation is built into the acquisition. You bled for it, so it matters. Now, think about the things you've been given. A participation trophy. The job you got through a family connection. Something you didn't earn. The compliment someone gave you out of politeness, not honesty. That's hollow. And you can feel it. This is the paradox of deserving. The moment you think you deserve something, you've already diminished its value. Because deserving implies you should have it without effort, or that the effort you put into it and you didn't get it should have been enough. Anything you get without effort is weightless. It doesn't land. It doesn't change you. Or you don't have to change to get it. When you're stuck in woe is me thinking, there's often a companion emotion running through the background. And that emotion is envy and guilt. Envy is comparison on steroids. Envy is ugly in the sense that it is an admission that you feel inferior. Envy is a sign that you ought to be doing more with your life. We unpacked envy in a previous episode. And guilt? Guilt is fascinating because it's how society speaks through you. It's not your voice saying you're not working hard enough. It's your parents' expectations, your culture's standards, your peer group's judgment. Because guilt is society installing something in your head. It must be, because that's how you obtain your worldview and feel guilty. And now it's running in the background. It's a program telling you what you should be, what you should want, what you deserve or don't deserve. This is the double bind. It catches you on two fronts. Woe is me says, I deserve better than this. And guilt says, who are you to deserve anything? Both voices are external and recursive. The woe is me makes you feel passive, waiting for the world to recognize what you deserve. The guilt voice makes you freeze, punishing you for wanting anything at all. Neither voice, again, is yours. So how do you get out of it? Well, stop listening. You stop asking, what do I deserve? And you stop asking, should I feel guilty for wanting this? And you start to ask a different question. What do I actually want? And what am I willing to do to get it? Can you hear the voice in your head? Tell it you don't care what society says you should or shouldn't want. Tell it you don't care what would make you look good. Tell it you don't care what would prove that you're worthy. You do look good. You are worthy. And whatever you want is okay. Now try, if possible, to ask yourself, that self with a capital S, what do you want? The universe doesn't owe you clarity. It doesn't owe you success. It doesn't owe you love or recognition or comfort. You don't have to feel nihilistic when I say these things. This is freedom in complete form. Because once you stop waiting for what you deserve, once you stop feeling guilty for wanting a thing, because you want it, you can start working toward that want, that goal. And might I add that if you don't lie awake at night thinking about what you want, then you don't really want it. You just have been told to want it. So that's the filter. Not do I deserve this, not should I feel guilty for wanting this. The filter is, am I willing to lose sleep over this? Because a desire or a goal that doesn't keep you up at night is a preference, a passing interest. And the world has no obligation to satisfy your passing interests. For anything that you actually think matters to you, the things that nag you in quiet moments, those are the ones that are worth your work, your effort. I see this play out constantly. Someone complains that they deserve a promotion, a better job, more pay, and they're not willing to be uncomfortable in a conversation with their boss, or better yet, they're not willing to take on an extra project to show that they're more capable. Someone thinks that they deserve a better relationship and they're not willing to put in the work of seeking a better partner, of building that connection with their current partner. Somebody thinks they deserve more respect, and yet they don't respect themselves enough to maintain, let's say, boundaries. If you want to know more about boundaries, go back to episode 170 for a refresher. The complaint of deserving is a gap between what you think you deserve and what you're willing to do. You don't need to become a grinding, joyless optimization machine. This is about clarity. By the way, happy detachment is a byproduct of realizing what is important and what is not. When you stop arguing with reality about what you deserve, when you stop listening to society's guilt programming, you get real clear fast. You stop wasting energy on resentment. You stop comparing your chapter 3 to chapter 20 for someone else. You stop waiting for permission, and you just start doing stuff. And in starting, you will know, or feel, I hope, that the work itself is actually the reward. This is not a cliche that the journey is better than the destination. It's just the practical sense of what it means to get something, to work towards something. So when I catch myself thinking, I deserve better than this, I try to pause. I try to ask, what am I actually saying? Am I saying the world should change for me without my changing? Am I waiting for someone else to value my time more than I do? Am I expecting effort to be rewarded by virtue of existing? And when I feel guilty for wanting something, for having ambition, for prioritizing myself, for saying no, I pause there too. And I ask, is this my voice? Or is this someone else's? Is this society telling me I needed something? Who installed this program? And do I agree with it? You know what's more uncomfortable than disappointment? Regret. The knowledge that you spent years arguing with reality instead of changing it. That you waited for the world to recognize your worth instead of building something undeniably worthwhile. That you let guilt silence your actual desires. That you died with your song still in you because you were too busy insisting you deserved an audience. No one deserves anything, and anyone can earn anything. And what you earn, you keep, not in your hands, in who you become by earning it. That's hopeful. And I hope you see that too. Wishing you a good morning, a good day, or a good night. Thank you for listening to How You Level Up. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe and give a 5-star rating. There are new episodes each month asking questions about timeless communication lessons. Language is a medium for sharing, and the knowledge unpacked here can be applied to anyone, anywhere, facing any challenge. If there's a question or topic you'd like me to dive into next, send a note to any of my connected social media accounts. This is all about how you level up.